Chapter 93. Carius was dimly aware of the men leaving. She laid her face on the paving stones, praying they wouldn't come back, hoping for unconsciousness. It didn't come. She lifted her face and saw a pool of blood where her mouth had been. Her left eye was rapidly swelling shut and the right doing the same, more slowly. She felt sick from the blow to her head. There was a foul taste in her mouth along with a flat metal taste of blood. She realized they'd rolled her onto her side so she wouldn't drown on her own vomit. Messily, she vomited again. She got it all over herself, but the spasms in her stomach kept her curled into a ball. She was heaving just to breathe, and heaving her guts up. The spasms passed slowly, but her head still felt barely connected to her body, moving at its own pace, sloshing. She rolled onto her stomach again and somehow started crawling. She could crawl. Good. Part of her noted that she hadn't broken either her arms or legs. Good. Good. Her hands were slick with blood and worse, and the paving stones cut her knees. Her ribs ached every time she took a breath, but if any ribs were broken, they were merely cracked. She'd had broken ribs before, and that hurt worse than this. Unless, of course, her body was masking the pain. Bodies did that. Damned things. Something caught in her throat and she spat up blood. Still had her teeth, but she'd bit the hell out of her tongue. Something was burning around her neck. She was afraid to touch it, though. Couldn't and still crawl. She reached the intersection 5 or 10 minutes or a year later. What street was this? She'd just come down it, but she couldn't remember. Couldn't remember what part of town she was in. Not a busy street, though. But she couldn't go any farther. Her right eye was completely shut now. She realized her butt hurt. They'd kicked the hell out of her butt, and her legs were starting to cramp up. She retched again, dry heaved. When she opened her one good eye, she saw someone walking toward her down the street. The man turned aside and walked wide around her. Others passed, men and women. A man with a cart. None stopped. Or Hollum, why didn't any of them stop? Helpless. She might as well be naked out here. She couldn't do anything. At the mercy of anyone who passed, anyone who wanted to take advantage. She started crying and hated herself for it. Everything just hurt so bad.
Come now, sweetie, a man said over her. Everything's going to be fine. Such a brave girl you are.
Sounded Elysian by the accent. Carius hadn't had good luck with Elysians. Didn't think much of them.
Dressed as a blackguard, but white as a sail. You're Carius Whiteoak.
She couldn't answer. Stopping crying was all she could manage. Nodding her head was a victory.
I'm going to pick you up. I want you to think about everywhere you hurt so we can tell the chirurgeons when we get to the Chromeria. Acceptable?
Yes. Something about him seemed familiar. But no, she was certain. He picked her up, and she promptly passed out. When she woke, she was in a bed. She could tell she'd been dosed with poppy because she felt far too good. She heaved her head left, saw the world swim, and then heaved it right. Gavin's room. Ha! She'd been here before. And oh ho, there was the man himself, the light of the tower, the star of stars, the moon's right hand. He was awfully handsome standing there, that one wave of his hair falling in front of his eyes.
Carius? Gavin asked. He looked terribly concerned. Can you hear me?
She said. She smiled at him. She remembered seeing him without his shirt on at Sears Island.
I want to see you naked, she said. Oh dear, had she really just said that?
She laughed. Gavin turned to a little man Carius hadn't noticed before, a chirurgeon in slave's robes.
I think we can ease up on the poppy, he said.
Always trying to tell me.
Carius lost the thought. And consciousness.